The Derailers are a honky-tonk band based in Austin, Texas. They're originally from Portland, Oregon. The group's travels reflect their musical sensibilities, traditional country music mixed up with a bit of West Coast. Meredith Oakes has this review of their fourth CD, Here Come the Derailers.
As a kid growing up in suburban New York, I learned about country music from the television show Hee Haw. In every episode, Buck Owens and his buckaroos would perform songs like Second Fiddle. With their snazzy suits and sparkly guitars, Buck Owens and his band made country music look and sound cool, and I loved to watch them play. Apparently, the Derailers did too.
I got my PhD in heartaches and misery and a BSN Barstool philosophy. You're my inspiration for higher education. Now the final test is right in front of me. I'm taking the bar exam under a neon sign.
The Derailers play contemporary honky-tonk that pays homage to Buck Owens and his buckaroos. Owens helped forge the Bakersfield, California sound. It's a West Coast brand of country music that favors stripped-down honky-tonk over big Nashville productions. The Derailers add a little California surf to their version of the Bakersfield sound, which you can hear on this instrumental. The Derailers were one of many groups keeping West Coast country music alive. On their latest album, they cover this classic-sounding Bakersfield-style ballad.
I'd follow you anywhere, any place here on earth, just to be with you, I wouldn't care. I'd follow you anywhere, one step at a time, walking side by side with your heart next to mine. It's worth giving us a try. I'd follow you anywhere, any place here on earth.
To get the full Derailers experience, you should really see them play. They wear sharp-looking suits, grease their hair back, and wink at girls in the audience. Their lead guitarist, Brian Hofeldt, even plays a sparkly silver Telecaster like the Buckaroos. Like all great honky-tonk bands, the Derailers often get people dancing at their shows. But why wait? With this album, Here Come the Derailers, you could be dancing in your living room right now.
Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes, the CD, Here Come the Derailers.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Linda Mack.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.